Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here. You hear that? Right now, you never know. It could be yours.
It could be. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, I am emotionally drained. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 42-year-old single mother of a son that is 20 years old. My son's girlfriend just had a baby that is fair-skinned, and they both are chocolate. The girl is 21 and a dancer at a bar across town. She says she's not a stripper, but that's all she says. My son is afraid to ask the girl for a paternity test, so I did. When my son went to visit the baby, she jumped on him and then called me and said if I keep putting my son up to this foolishness, I would be next. I called her mother, who happens to go to church with me, and I told her that her daughter is disrespectful. She was not happy about the phone call and asked if we could talk in person, so I invited her over. She pulled up and ran up to my door and yelled for me to come outside. She jumped on me when I got in the front yard. I'm not a fighter, so we rolled around in the yard while I kept begging her to stop pulling my hair. My neighbor broke us up, and I ran inside. I called my son, and he called his girlfriend on a three-way, and she said that I deserved to be beat up. I reported the incident to the police, and they wouldn't come out to do a report because it was between my son and his girlfriend. I just don't want my son to be caught up with a baby that isn't his. I told my son that we'll just get the baby one day and do a paternity test ourselves. Now it's like my son is turning against me and telling me to stay out of his business. I got beat up for him, and this is how he repays me? It's emotionally draining, and I only want what's best for him. Now he's planning to move in with this abusive woman and ruin his life. Am I supposed to step aside and let this girl and her mother make a fool out of my son? What can I do to shake some sense into him? Well, I don't know that there's anything you could do, you know, much more than what you've been doing right now, you know, unless you bring his dad into it or something. But you already said you're a single mother of this son. I know as a mom this is hard, and it's going to continue to be hard to watch your son get sucked in like this. But that's exactly what you're going to have to do. Step aside. You've tried everything. You've tried everything else. Nothing has worked for you. So unless you want to get another beat down from his crazy girlfriend and, like you say, her and her mother make a fool out of you and all of that, you're going to have to do just what they say. Mind your own business at this point. We know you love your son and you only want the best for him. That's quite obvious. But right now, the stripper is his world. He's sprung, he's whipped, all of the above, and he's trying not to hear anything you, his mom, have to say. And as much as this hurts, sometimes you just have to let go and let people learn their lessons themselves, because he's not listening right now to you. He's not listening to what you have to say. Experience is always the best teacher. Later on, if he finds out that the baby's not his and he's being played by this girl, I mean, so we don't even know that. I mean, you know, he He might still want to be with her. You know, that's the other thing. He might still want to be with her and help her raise the child. And yes, you could get the baby and get the paternity test on your own. You could do all of that. But you might lose your son in the process. But you've lost him already to this girl for right now anyway. So, yeah, Mom, I think you've done all you can. And your son didn't even defend you when his girlfriend beat you up. And that's really messed up. Steve?
Well, I read a different letter, seems like. So I guess I always see some ignorance. So I have a couple of questions. Now, she's emotionally drained. This is a 42-year-old single mother. Son is 20. Your son's girlfriend just had a baby that's fair-skinned, and they both are chocolate. Now, listen, we all know that, you know, through the chromosomes and all that stuff that you can skip a generation and look like a grandmother or aunt or something and different colors. But we got to look into this, though. Two chocolate people having a light-skinned baby. We need to look into this. I understand. The girl is 21 and a... Huh?
It don't add up, Unc. It don't add up.
I know. We got to look into it. Now, this girl is 21 and a dancer at a bar across town. She says she's not a stripper. Let's discuss this for a minute.
Yeah.
If you're a dancer at a bar, I think they stopped go-go dancing a long time ago. You know, where you be up in a cage on the end of the bar. I think they stopped that a long time ago. So if you a dancer at a bar in today's society, you got to take your clothes off. Because I ain't go-go boots, I ain't seen them in stores no more with the mini skirts. So I'm pretty sure you a stripper. My son is afraid to ask his girl for a paternity test, so I did. Then when your son went to visit the baby, she jumped on him and then called me and said, I keep putting my son up to this foolishness, I would be next. Okay, so she jumped on him. Okay, she's abusive. I called her mother, and here's the good part. I called his mother, who happens to go to church with me, and I told her that her daughter is disrespectful. Now, see, listen to me. This is why I have a question, because it could go two ways. After he called the lady, she called the lady to go to church with her, and told her that her daughter is disrespectful. She was not happy about the phone call and asked if we can talk in person, so I invited her over. Now, I'm thinking right here, she's talking about the girl's mother.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I was thinking, that she was talking about the girl's mother. She called on the phone and talked to her in person. So when I come back, I'm going to tell you what I think happened.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up 23 minutes after. Strawberry letter subject, I am emotionally drained. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, I am emotionally drained.
All right, we got a 42-year-old lady that's got a 20-year-old son that's dating a stripper who says she's not a stripper. She's a dancer at a bar. I don't know who keep their clothes on anymore these days while they dancing in bars. But hell, most of the women that go to bars is half naked when they get there. So I already know if you a dancer, you got to be stripping. Anyway, she says she's not a stripper. Son is afraid to ask. They had a light-skinned baby and both of them child. Your son afraid to ask for the paternity test, so you asked the girl for a paternity test. When your son went over there to pick up the baby, the girl jumped on him and said, quit letting your mama put stuff like this in your head, and then told her, mama, if you keep interfering in my business, you're going to be next. So the lady who's 42 called her mother, the stripper's mama, who happens to go to church with me, and I told her that her daughter's disrespectful. She was not happy about the phone call and asked if we can talk in person, so I invited her over. Now, right here, I'm thinking this is all she's talking to the stripper's mother. She pulled up, ran to my door, and yelled for me to come outside. Now, if this is not the mother, if this is the stripper, then we're dealing with a people, that person that don't know how to tell stories. Because we have some information that's confusing. No, I don't. I'm thinking she's talking about the girl's mother, according to this letter so far. But then later on, she changes it and makes it sound like it was the little girl that jumped on him. So I'm confused about the lady writing the letter anyway. That's all I'm saying. So when she came, she told you to yell for you to come outside. She jumped on me when I got in the front yard. Now, I'm not a fighter, so we rolled around in the yard while I kept begging her to stop pulling my hair. Now, let me teach you something, ma'am. Begging is not a good fight technique.
It
usually does not work out for the beggar because it empowers the person that's issuing the ass whipping. So it's best not to empower them with, please, please stop. You kicking me. You whipping my ass too good. This is Bob. This is not what I do. I'm not a fighter. So it makes them go harder because, oh, yeah, I'm knocking their ass out now. So I would just suggest the next time you get in the fight, please do not beg. It don't look good. Ain't no need to beg and take the ass whooping.
One or the other, pick one. You gotta draw the line, Steve.
Get your ass whooped and stop this begging.
Quietly.
You're not finna do this to me. Shame me, embarrass me, humiliate me, and belittle me while you beating my ass. Just make it look like you trying. She got hair too. She grabbing your hair, you grab her hair. Anyway. My neighbor broke us up, and I ran inside. I called my son, and he called his girlfriend on the three-way, and she said, did I deserve to be beat up? See, I'm thinking when she ran in the house and called her son, he called his girlfriend on the three-way, and she said, I deserve to be beat up, which made me think it was the girl's mama that was in the yard fighting the whole time. Because we ran in the house and got the girl on the three-way, the girl would have been in the yard still fighting the mama, see? So I reported the incident to the police, and they wouldn't come out to do a report because of between my son and his girlfriend. This is another piece of important information. Anytime you call the police and they don't come out to handle a domestic dispute that was a fight, you must live deep, deep, deep in the hood. Because police have to come out to investigate any domestic violence, especially neighbors involved breaking up fights. So now we already know the police ain't coming. That's a hood move. Thank you very much. And then she says, and they wouldn't come out because between my son and his girlfriend. I just don't want my son to be caught up with a baby that isn't his. I understand that. I told my son we'll just get the baby one day and do the paternity test ourselves. Now it's like my son is turning against me and telling me to stay out of his business. Well, you should. I got beat up for him, and this is how he repays me. No, you got beat up because you went out the house. See, when people call you out, you said you're not a fighter. See, when people drive up to your house and say, come outside, come out here. No, meet me in the front. Them is fighting words. Why did you take your non-fighting ass out there?
She would never think that the girl would jump on her, Steve.
You got to be all
the girl ready. Mama that go to her church whooped her ass, Shirley. Stop saying the girl.
That's what I got.
Now he's planning to move in with this abusive woman and ruin his life. Am I supposed to step aside and let this girl and her mother make a fool out of myself? What can I do to shake them? All right, first of all, let me explain something to you. This is not going to ruin your son's life. This is a lesson that both of you're going to have to let him learn, like Shirley said. The best lesson is a bought lesson. You're going to let him have to buy this one. Let him go move in with the girl. You be a loving grandmother. When the baby come over, swab the baby mouth. Put the swab in a plastic bag and get a damn DNA test. Then when the result come back, don't say nothing to your son. Just leave, get copies of it and post it on Facebook. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Thank you for calling
me. All right, post your comments.
Shirley.
Thank you, Steve, on today's Strawberry Letter and Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.